This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I heard that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page still have their secret clearance in the FBI. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. How could you possibly still have allow Page and Strzok to have secret clearance in the FBI when they have conspired against the President of the United States? Talk about all the President's men. You remember that movie where they tried to bring down the President? Glad you guys are here. You can also reach us at 844-551-8255. We still got a lot of swamp draining to do, but let me tell you something. Every single day, Donald Trump and his staff get closer to uncovering where this thing is going. The appointments of Pompeo and, Ambassador Bolton to the staff, staunch conservatives, guys that understand politics, is a good thing. You know, Donald Trump's biggest problem, and then it was a problem he had to have, was when he brings in business people know how to solve problems. Government is not about solving problems. Government is about hiding and figuring out what's best for you and screwing people over. And that's exactly what they've done. And so Trump brings in all these business people that are trying to solve problems, and they have no idea about the optics of politics. Zero. And so they're running into buzz saws at every turn and going, how do we do this? We have staffers that don't really want to work. We have people that you give them the marching orders and they slide things in here and there. It's like if you had a person coding for you and they were always writing in back doors so they could get in anytime they wanted and be malicious. That's what Donald Trump is dealing with. But here's the thing. Every day, a little smarter. Iteratively smarter. And here's the beautiful thing. They think he's stupid. They think Donald Trump is stupid. Even to this day, most of these Republicans believe him to be stupid. The Democrats are still going, I don't understand how he got elected. And good for them. Yeah, I'm glad. Stay stupid. Hey, the movie Chappaquiddick is out. Did anybody see Chappaquiddick over the weekend? If you did, I would love to get an update. I'm not going to see it, but I would love to get an update from you on what you thought about the movie Chappaquiddick. I've seen, obviously, the trailer for it, and it's intriguing to some degree because I'm not sure if they're really making Teddy Kennedy out to be a bad guy. I mean, he is a bad guy. He left Mary Jo Kopechne in the bottom of a lake for a long time and then went back to the bar to drink. But it's funny to me that this movie is coming out now, and we've got the Me Too movement, and one of the things that's an irony is when Kennedy died, they talked about how much he had done for the women's movement. Yeah, I don't think the Kopechne family feels that way, but what an interesting concept of this movie being out now. Is it demonizing the Kennedys, ergo the Democrats, because he's an icon in terms of the Democratic Party, the Lion of the Senate, they called him. He was the Lion of the Senate. And so I'm intrigued by it. So I would really like to know what your thoughts were if you saw the movie. Give us a buzz, 844-551-8255, or send me a note, because I'll certainly read your note. And I want to know, because I don't think I say I'm not going to see it. I'm probably not going to see it. I don't know who's in it as an actor. It doesn't have, Matt Damon or somebody I don't want to watch, or Samuel L. Jackson, people I've refused to see in the movies. So maybe I'll see it, but it'll be some time because I'm just too busy to even get out and see any movies. But I'm curious as to what you think about that particular movie. Let's go over a couple of tweets that came out over the weekend. So here's what President Trump tweeted. Says, what does the Department of Justice and the FBI have to hide? Why aren't they giving the strongly requested documents, unredacted, to the House Judiciary Committee? Stalling, but for what reason? Not looking good. And here's why I love that as a tweet. Because Donald Trump calls people out. He's calling out the Department of Justice, led by Sessions. I mean, you know, he's the Attorney General. He's saying, where are these documents? And he knows it's not really Sessions' fault. He's actually been backing Sessions for quite some time. So, and knowing that, he's saying it's these underlings in the FBI. And I don't know. Look, I don't know the protocol. I don't know if Sessions is going to go in there and clean house. I don't know whether these people are redacting because, you know, they're still, I mean, I suspect far too many of these FBI agents are partisan hacks, dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, and they still are trying to protect the Clintons, trying to protect Obama, because we've had a progressive government, I'm talking about leftist government, for decades. Don't think for one second that these people are unbiased FBI agents that want to do good and all that. That is nonsense. In fact, when we come back, I'll play a clip, if you can get that ready for me, of a girl talking about McCabe, because McCabe is a scoundrel, and they raised over $500,000 for his so-called, I guess it's for him to take out for his retirement since he didn't get his retirement. He's worth a ton of money. He's one of the most crooked guys in politics, a total partisan leftist hack, and they want us to feel sorry for him. So I want to play that clip when we come back. But Donald Trump calling these guys out on Twitter is an excellent thing. He's pointing out, hey, we're supposed to get things done. They've requested this. The House Judiciary Committee has requested these documents unredacted. These are the people that are supposed to provide oversight, and you don't want to give it to them. What is your problem? Let's get this solved. That's a beautiful thing. And it's funny because I was talking to the Congressman Lutemeyer over the weekend, and he was saying, you know, he's still like, Kevin, these tweets, and you can tell the Republican establishment, they still don't like the tweets, but they're now understanding their effectiveness. That's what they get. And I'm telling you, folks, I've seen people that, you know, like in the case of the congressman I just mentioned, he's going to win. I mean, he's going to win. He's easy district. But he stood up in front of a bunch of people and said, look, guys, you have in Donald Trump, a guy who's willing to absorb all the nasty things that are going to get said. He's talking about this from a political perspective. He effectively is saying, I don't have to worry about getting my, you know, getting hammered because Trump's willing to jump into the line of fire for me. So why would I not back him 100%? I completely agree. So anyway, that was an interesting tweet by him. And then we'll get into the immigration aspect of what's been happening.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit QuantumHarvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at QuantumHarvest.net.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
He misled his boss and called me about the fact that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal, or authorized that leak. He misled the OPR, the Office of Professional Responsibility, and he misled Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General. And the last one was actually under oath. So, that's why he was fired. So I think what this does, Neil, more than anything, it underscores why, in fact, we do need a second special counsel to get to the bottom of this entire FISA abuse that took place at the top levels of the FBI.
All right, that was from Jim Jordan earlier. Sits on the House Judiciary Committee. He wants a special counsel, an additional one to look into this. But as you already know, in the case of Andy McCabe, right now the President Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he ain't going to get one. It's not in the cards for the time being. The reading on this back and forth from Bree Payton, the Federalist. Bree, where is this going? What do we have now that reinforces the argument something weird is going on?
Yeah, definitely. I think the notion that we have been hearing from a lot of individuals on the left that McCabe's firing was politically motivated seems to be coming apart as at the seams. I mean, drip, 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 information has been coming out every single day, you know, affirming that McCabe acted improperly, and it seems to be that he was dishonest about it. I mean, he authorized two FBI agents to make to leak non-public information to a member of the media. And let's remind everyone, this information ended up making Hillary Clinton look bad. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Democrats were upset about this. So I think the change in their tone about all of this is really rather telling. And I think that, you know, it's helpful to have hindsight and remember the things that Democrats and liberals were outraged about just a few months ago.
All I know, and you follow this far closer than I, so I won't even pretend to be knowledgeable about the legal implications going forward. I do know that Andy McCabe right now, since his firing, has been deemed a martyr. His wife writes a very sympathetic column that they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, I guess, for a legal fund. Where do you think this is ultimately going?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of this is so ridiculous. The notion that he's the last honest man in Washington is honestly laughable because he was fired for lacking candor, which is kind of a code word for not telling the full truth, right? So the idea that he's this honest Boy Scout is just demonstrably false.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. They got to make it look like McCabe is innocent. It's a witch hunt. They have to do this because that anything less and you destroy the narrative. But if they make it look like it's a witch hunt, then everything's good. Woo! The Republicans are mean-spirited. They're going after Andy McCabe. Let's raise money for him and all this. And McCabe is crooked. What Peyton had to say, first of all, Congressman Jordan, McCabe's a crook. Peyton, she goes out and says, McCabe's a crook. The end game here is McCabe is a crook, and there will be indictments. As soon as, I get it, folks. It moves at glacial speed. But it's coming. Is it Carl that calls the show or send me a note that said he doesn't believe it or whatever? It's coming. It moves slow. And I don't know whether Donald Trump has people that are looking at the timing of all of it so that it can coincide with different things. But this is the way that, you know, if they're smart, they will drip, drip, drip. But the drip, drip, drip is going to end up crushing the Democrats. But I like them out there pretending to be sanctimonious. I don't know. All I can tell you is if Kevin Jackson were president and if I was behind the scenes, you could rest assured that I'm going to be exposing these clowns one by one. And I would have a strategy meeting around how I would do it. That's how I would do it. I would make sure people understood exactly this is the way I want this to roll out. But once we've gotten McCabe, then we're going to go get Strzok and Lisa Page. Then we're going to get Comey. Then we're going to start getting into the real meat of it. We're going to get Susan Rice. We're going to get Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. And then we're going to get the big dogs, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. We're going to knock them down one by one. Here's how I would do a timeline, interdependencies. I'd have Gantt charts up and everything explaining. You know how they do those mafiosos? I'd have Obama at the top, Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice and others in the next one, Eric Holder, all them. Then all the low-level people. And I'd show you the mafioso government and how we brought it down. You know, and they draw the X through the people. Maybe I'd even do that with the ones that Hillary's killed. Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Hey, Michelle Obama came out, and she essentially ruled out a run for the presidency. Did you hear that? Yeah. She came out. She's not going to run for president. Good for her. Michelle Obama has the smarts to know not to do that. Do we have a clip? Yeah, let's play.
Why I don't want to run for president, I can't speak for Oprah, but my sense is that, first of all, you have to want the job.
Yes.
And
there's that.
And it has to, you know, and you just can't say, well, you're a woman, run.
Right, right.
And we can't look for women like that. We can't just say, let's find the women we like and then ask them to do it.
Right.
Because there are millions of women out here who are inclined, who do have the passion for politics. I have never had the passion for politics. I just happen to be married to somebody who has the passion for politics, and he drugged me kicking and screaming into this arena.
Yeah.
This has, you know, so just because I gave a good speech and I'm smart and intelligent doesn't mean that I should be the next president. That's not how we should pick the president.
Right.
That's been our problem. We're very short-sighted about how we think about selecting the commander-in-chief.
That was Michelle Obama. Then she went on to criticize, essentially say that American people didn't know how to select the commander-in-chief, and they selected a bad parent. that Donald Trump was essentially a bad parent. He never should have selected him. Why would you select Barack and I were good parents. I don't even know how she put it, but it's something to do with they were good parents. And they told you to eat your vegetables and go to bed at a certain time at night. And Donald Trump is a bad parent, and he's giving you all kinds of candy and letting you have whatever you want. Something along those lines. Am I right? And my first thought was, first of all, if you're the president and first lady and you believe yourself to be the parents of the country, you're wrong. You're supposed to be the conscience of the country, but you're not the parents of the country. I know there are clowns like Jamie Foxx that called Barack Obama Lord and Savior. Chris Rock said Barack Obama was America's daddy. Yeah, well, if he is, then as I've said many times, if you believe that the Obamas were our parents, well, then here's what happened to us. We got sent to foster care because of abuse and neglect. And Michelle Obama went to rehab, and Barack should be in prison. That's the way America's parenting would have been. And quite frankly, it would be funny to think of it in terms of black parents, because that's exactly what happens when you have black parents in America. These kids that are being raised by crackheads and drug dealers. The nerve of her to try to imply that Barack Obama brought sanity and some sort of good parenting to America. He put the family in bankruptcy. He put the family in harm's way. He did not help the kids get into college. He didn't help the kids get jobs and start their lives correctly. He put the kids out on the street hustling and working. And I'm not talking about good jobs. I'm talking about things that can get you into prison. And he was a corrupt father who taught the family, if you will, how to be corrupt and how to get away with it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Give Michelle Obama a little credit. She admitted she doesn't have a passion for the presidency. She admitted that she was dragged into politics kicking and screaming. She still admits, I mean, without saying it, that she hates this country, because anybody who was finally at the pinnacle of success in terms of, you know, her helping her husband to become president and still wants to decry the election of Donald Trump, as far as I'm concerned, is just a first-class witch. Now, I know that's going to make some people mad. I didn't use the bad word. But I believe that a witch is somebody who is casting spells against things that should be good. She's not looking at things wholesome. And that's what Donald Trump has one care in the world. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the fame. He only wants to make this country great. And Michelle Obama is a liar who wants to protect her husband's failed legacy. And so she attacks Donald Trump, talks about, oh, we're the parents and we were good parents and he was a bad parent. And I said earlier, if you look at yourself in leadership as the parent of this country, you're looking at it backwards. We select people to be leaders because we feel like we've trained the country in how to pick the leader. We are the parents. It's funny to me when politicians always feel like they're in charge. It is we who are in charge, not them. We pick them to represent us because we believe that we've trained them well, that it's like your children. You make your children, you know, in your image, and you say, okay, we've made you. Now go out and be somebody. That's effectively what we've done. But these guys have it twisted. They've got it twisted. So, you know, I'm looking at all this stuff. I'm looking at how Michelle Obama looks at us. She's telling millions of people how to look at us. And I said to a group of people the other night, I said, look, guys, you either win these little battles or you lose them. You win these sales battles or you don't. And every time somebody says, Trump is this and I don't like Donald Trump and you don't defend him, a sale got made. You missed an opportunity to sell, and they planted a seed of doubt in your head that this is the way everybody thinks. No, it isn't. There's a whisper campaign that happened pre-Trump. It continues to this day amongst white conservatives mostly. But let me tell you something. If you stand up and admit that you are a Trump supporter, there is a whisper campaign among blacks and Latinos. They don't want to say it. You will empower them. You will embolden them to say, I am for Donald Trump. Do you think that blacks and Latinos don't like the money they got back in their checks because of Donald Trump? Come on, folks. Wake up. Grow a pair. I don't care where you grow them, but grow them. Grow them on your chest or grow them between your legs, but grow a pair and let people know what you think. Stop running from this notion. You are in the right. You have elected somebody who is a stud, willing to take the barbs and the criticisms and all that, throwing everything at this man. Donald Trump has been nothing but admirable with respect to with his pursuit of the presidency. He was nothing but admirable. I mean, look, you can be mad at the tactics he used to beat these people up. I mean, all the different the Democrats should be happy. Donald Trump laid a swath. I mean, he left a swath of carcasses of Republicans, and they have all kinds of information that they can, you know, well, they get little Marco and all this that they could use in the previous. Donald Trump just he laid them down. You think that would be good enough? You think that Donald Trump exposing Hillary Clinton and her crooked nature would actually endear him to these idiot Democrats? But it doesn't. They want to fight him. Here's what Ben Jealous had to say, you know, because we had the 50-year anniversary of Democrats killing Reverend Martin Luther King. And here's what Ben Jealous, the former head of the NAACP, a dude who is a white man, I'm telling you, if he runs his DNA, Ben Jealous is at least 50% white. And he's talking about Donald Trump. And I'm just letting you hear the clip.
You talk about fighting President Trump. Can you work with him? Do you believe that there is an opportunity or could be an opportunity at any point to work with this White House?
You know, it's funny. I've worked with Newt Gingrich to shrink prisons in Georgia. Worked with Tea Party members in Texas to shrink their prisons as well. Donald Trump is the first Republican I've met who I couldn't find one thing, just one thing, we could possibly agree on in a very long time. He is literally the antithesis of everything Dr. King stood for. You know, King said that the great evils were poverty and militarism and racism. And on those things, Donald Trump is literally 180 degrees. He's all about greed. He's all about military might just for military might. He's destabilizing our world. And he's, you know, and he stoked the flames of white supremacy in this country in a way, I thought I would never see an American president do.
Trump derangement syndrome. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Hey, you can chime in anytime you want. 844-551-8255, or you can send me a note at kjradio.com. This is the nonsense of the left. Benjamin Jealous abruptly left the NAACP. Now he's running to be the governor of Maryland. The governor of Maryland says Trump is the first Republican he can't find one thing on which to agree. Not one thing. He doesn't agree with Trump's tax policy. He doesn't agree with the unemployment rate for black folks and Latinos and women. He doesn't agree with Donald Trump's stability within the world, working to the wrangling in of North Korea. How big is North Korea as a threat? When's the last time North Korea tested a bomb or wanted to test a bomb? He doesn't agree with Donald Trump's trade policy, where he wants to essentially put the trade balance back, at least tilted back to where it's not $500 billion a year going out the window. He doesn't agree with any of that. He doesn't agree with manufacturing coming back to America. He doesn't agree with Donald Trump getting rid of the corruptness that exists inside of this government. He agrees with nothing. He can't find anything on which to agree with Donald Trump. Nothing. Yeah. Why? Because Donald Trump, as he says, is the antithesis of Dr. King. Donald Trump, a man who says, I'm going to run for, it was funny, there was a tweet somebody said, it was about, I don't know, 8 years ago or so, and it said, Donald Trump tweeted something, and the guy tweeted back to him, well, if you don't like the way things are going, why don't you run for president? And Trump said, be careful, with an exclamation point. And it's funny that Donald Trump said, I don't like the way things are going. And you know when he decided to do it in earnest? He decided to do it in earnest after Barack Obama. You think that timing was uncanny? You think it was by accident? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking. Do you think it was by accident? Do you think it was by divine providence that God decided to make Trump run for president at this time? Because I know nobody believed it, but here's the point. He did take on the mantle. He says, I'll run. You doggone Skippy, I'll run. And this guy says he's the antithesis of Dr. King. Let me tell you something. if anybody more closely resembles Dr. King, it's Donald Trump. Because let me tell you something. He's saying, I'm going to judge you by the content of your character, not by the color of your skin. And I don't have any agenda outside of doing what I think is best for this country. I want you to consider that a 70-year-old man who doesn't appear to be, a guy that's got a lot of money, he's built an amazing family, he's running his businesses and enjoying his life. Donald Trump was truly enjoying his life. How many people can you say that about? And he stopped in midstream and said, I don't like the way it's going, and I'll tell you something else. These guys are crooked to their core, and I've been taking advantage of it for a long time. But you know what? In the long run, it isn't making this country great, and I'm going to stop it. And do you think that these people would jump on board? But Ben Jealous, the NAACP, the National Association of the Advancement of Colored People, who are stupid, because they could add an S in there anyway, anywhere they want it, because it's stupid people. He wants you to believe that he can't find a single thing to agree with Donald Trump on. He says, Dr. King said you have to warn about poverty, militarism, and racism. Well, I'll tell you who made more poor people than any other president in history, Barack Obama. I'll tell you who weakened the military to such a degree that Donald Trump has to now rebuild it, Barack Obama. And I will tell you who is undoubtedly the most racist president in the history of America. It is Barack Obama. And that is saying something, folks, because Andrew Johnson was a vile person. Andrew Jackson was a vile person. FDR was a vile person, vile racist. LBJ, vile racist. Woodrow Wilson, vile racist. And they want to tell you Donald Trump is a racist. And then I love this part, what he said. It's all about greed, destabilizing the world, and that he stoked white supremacy. Let me tell you something, who stokes white supremacy. Everybody who opens their mouth and says there's a thing called white privilege, they are the people who are stoking white supremacy, and they know it. They want to fool you into believing you have something that you don't, and they are the true white supremacists.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, there was an attack in Germany. Yep. People reported dead after somebody drove a van or a truck or something into a group of pedestrians. It was in Munster. Yep. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You may know more about the attack. Here's what I read. And I'm reading this now. Local media suggest he was a German national with psychological problems, born in 1969. They've given his name as Jens R. So did he convert? Anybody that's going to drive a vehicle into people certainly has psychological problems of one form or another. It's funny that when a, and if he is indeed German, because I don't know, maybe you guys know, but if it is Jens and he drove a truck into people and they go, well, he had psychological problems, well, then doesn't it go to stand from a rational point of view, a reasonable point of view, that any of these Muslims who are driving trucks into people, they have a psychological problem. And their psychological problem is their religion. Ergo, if you practice the religion of Islam, you have a psychological problem. Oh, Kevin, they don't like that logic. No, leftists don't like that kind of logic. Are you saying that Muslims are crazy? Yeah. Yeah, I think people that want to blow themselves up are crazy. I think people who want to kill another people just because they will not adapt to their ideology are crazy. There was a guy that tweeted the other day, everybody with guns should be hanged. All gun owners should be hanged. And people, of course, were tweeting, all the gun owners were like, well then, hey, I tell you what, come try. Come try. See, I don't think all the unarmed people should be hanged. I think they should be given the right to own a firearm. But because you take your right to own a firearm, this guy wants you hanged. But I look at all the things surrounding this German attack. Yet again, another unprovoked attack of innocent people by somebody crazy. I don't know the details. Did he convert to Islam? Probably. I don't know any of the details. But I do know this. Leftists are crazy. They will try to make some hay out of this story. And, you know, he's German. They're, you know, so he's got psychological problems. But anybody else that does it, if you shoot up something or if you drive a 18-wheeler into people in Nice, if you shoot up a resort in Tunisia, and, you know, with all, and by the way, all these Muslim attacks, they're still going on all over the world. No report on them, of course. Then they dismissed those. But Jens was crazy. Born in 1969. All they give us his name, Jens R. Is it Jens Rahim Akman Muhammad? What? I want the rest of his name. Where is his name? 4 fatalities, including the driver, but the death toll is expected to increase with about 30 people who were injured and some said were in serious condition. What did they say about that guy in New York who ran over the bikers, 12 bikers, killed 6-7 people? Did they say he was crazy? They don't even want to let you know these guys are Muslims. I don't know what Jens is. I'm telling you right now, I don't know. I don't know, and I'm not even going to look it up. If you want to tell me, feel free. Call the show, let me know. 844-551-8255. There was a series of knife attacks. And I'm going to tie all this together, so don't you know, take heed here. There were a series of knife attacks in Britain. And we've been talking about these knife attacks galore to the point where London is now more dangerous than New York. You got people wielding knives for everything. I was talking to a buddy of mine. We were saying the other day that there was not a kid that I grew up with in the country that did not carry a pocket knife. We all had pocket knives. It was just part of the core. You know, part of what you did growing up. We all had pocket knives and we all had guns. Do you know, I don't know of a single person in my town who got knifed or shot. Not one. That's the way we grew up. Country folk. But you give a knife or a gun to some city folk and they don't know how to behave. They lose it. They have psychological problems. Born of leftism. Anyway, lots of knife attacks in the UK. And there's an escalation. Escalation of gangs, gang activity, escalation of knife attacks, escalation of a lot of stuff going on in the UK. A lot of escalation going on. And you know what they're doing? In the UK, you're going to love this. They want to ban the home delivery of knives. That's going to do it. They want to ban. Think about what I just said. There's a knife problem in Europe. People are getting killed, you know, attacked by knife, killed by knife. there's a lot of acid attacks in Europe too, particularly in the UK. But they're getting killed by these, and they're saying the solution is we will ban you from ordering knives and having them shipped to your home. Now, if you want to go to the to one of the stores and buy them, that's okay. But if you want them shipped, oh, there will be hell to pay. Yeah. Don't expect the Brits to try to get to the root problem of their knife problem. See, what's interesting about Britain is they banned all the guns, right? So crime rate's supposed to drop and everything's supposed to be good. There's no more guns. It's a civilized culture. No more guns. So they ban all the guns, and predictably, knives become the big deal. If it were me, I'd carry a machete. I'm telling you right now, you know, I'd have like a big old holster that went down my leg, like a sword. Yeah, I'd carry a sword or a Japanese sword. I'd carry something that made you understand this is not the way this is going to go down, baby. But what it cracks me up that the solution would be, okay, you know, can you imagine them sitting around going, listen, we've had lots of knife attacks recently. I believe that what we need to do is we need to ban knives being ordered and coming to the home. And somebody goes, I believe he's right. There certainly seems to be a correlation between the number of knives at home and the number of knife attacks. So let's do it. That was a terrible British accent. The first one was pretty good. There's all kinds of different ones, and I'm working on them. What can I say? So they're banning the importation of knives, if you will, to your house. You get it shipped to your house, you're devious. I don't know. You know, what are you up to? I don't know. Maybe cooking? I'm just saying. What about home? So, like I said, I would get a machete. I have two machetes in my house. Did y'all know that? Two machetes. One, I was chopping down bamboo, and it bent. The edge of it curled. Bamboo's tough. So I got another one that was sharper. I got that baby razor sharp. But I have two machetes in my house. Then I have a knife that's about 14 inches. It's not machete size, but it's a good size knife. That knife, yeah, I could shave you with that knife. I could, right now, I'd shave you bald all over. I wouldn't do it because, nasty. But I could. It's that sharp. Banning home delivery of knives. That's going to solve the problem, isn't it? Yeah. So, where did you get that knife? I ordered it. You're arrested. I mean, what's that going to do? It doesn't solve the problem. Look, there's a reason why there's a knife problem in Britain. You got rid of the guns, now you got a knife problem. You get rid of knives, you can have a rock problem and a stick problem. But regardless, the idea is it's the shipping that does it. What is they? You know, I get you. Oh, they shipped it to me. I must kill. I must kill now. No, if I'm going to kill you with my knife, I'm going to go buy it. I'm going to be ready for you, and I'm going to. If whatever I'm going to do with my knife, I'm going to do it whether you ship it to me or I buy it myself. Now, my curiosity is: are they going to start monitoring knife purchases? You know, which okay. I mean, you can make your own knife. It's not easy, but you could. Do you watch that show, Forged in Fire? People can make knives. You can make anything that's out there. I don't get it. But this is the kind of nonsense that leftism produces. London's going to be much safer because we don't allow the shipping of knives to the home. Ooh, great idea, Charles. Off to some tea? Idiots, man. I don't get it. Hey, we got a lot more coming up today. Hang in there. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, KJ Radio.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.